Blog Talk Radio.
Radio on Blog Talk Radio, where you should indeed make the switch, mainly because we give it to you in the rough. This ain't Sports Center. This ain't nothing on ESPN or none of that. This is on Blog Talk Radio, and this is Sports Reality Radio with your host, Curtis True Character Townsend, and
with just the Bulls, Bears, Blackhawks, White Sox, yes, Cubs, fan promise, yo.
And, you know, we got our third party.
Ronald doesn't have a name.
Okay. Ronald, in case you guys don't know who that is, I know you know who me and Rick are. Ronald has just been every now and again.
We'll call him Flash.
We'll call him Flash.
Ronald Flash, Viking Flash, Seahawk Flash.
We're going to keep it real with him?
Kind of think all this nigga name.
Oh, my God.
My bad, and I'm out.
Oh, my God. That's crazy. But, you know what I'm saying? This is Sports Reality Radio, so that was some real stuff that just happened. So, Ronald, Flash, Viking, Flash, who else are you?
No.
Seahawk, Flash, Jerry High School, Flash. Oh, yeah, look out for him. I told you, I think, before in the show. Center, right? Center coming out of Kearney High School. Look for him in the draft.
Future nose tackle.
Not at all.
Okay. He said he wanted to stay on offense.
Okay.
That's cool. Hey, man, random thought, man. I had a couple times today. I'm in the shower, right? Right? So I'm washing my hair.
Nah,
I don't have
don't
no. Listen, don't picture this. Okay. Nah, neither one of y'all, please, don't picture this.
So you wash your hair?
Yeah, so I'm washing my hair. And I don't have any manly shampoo. Right?
No, don't.
Wait.
Okay.
No,
go.
listen. Go. No, you don't go. Even know where I'm going.
Go. Water.
You don't even know
where I'm going.
No, you don't. So I know I grabbed the baby shampoo. And I'm looking at Johnson's baby shampoo, and I'm looking at it, and it says,
no more tears.
All right, so I'm thinking to myself, I wash my hair. Now, I ain't really getting no tears. So I'm thinking to myself, can I pour this in my eye? It says no tears, right?
Fuck it, try. And I get one of those.
You get one of what?
Fuck it. Yeah,
that's two.
I'm ready to do this.
All right. It's about to go down today. This show about to go down today. All right, so, yeah, can you pour it in your eye?
I would try.
Can you pour it in your eye?
Yeah.
You try it?
I'll try it.
Where are you going to try it?
I've tried it. That's how I already know what
you did. You did that? Did it burn? Right. So what? They lying.
They lying.
It don't burn mixed with water. It burn mixed with water.
Also,
you don't put it in your eye?
That's what you use for what's called fire or whatever
whatever else they call cash or whatever else they call it. So put that on the lid of your hat and look where the star is and then get rid of the star. So when I tried it for that person, so it didn't burn, but I did it for a while.
Right.
It wasn't, you know, straight out the bottle.
Right. So maybe we should all have a class action lawsuit because that's false advertising. It says no tears, right? No tears.
Baby,
still just like water.
Watch the baby hair and take pictures of this young state's friend.
It burns.
It burns.
Right. All right. Yeah, we got to stop. Yeah, we did because I didn't even set it up like that. I might have to start setting it up like that for a week. Back to sports. Tom Thibodeau. We're going to start off with Tom.
Thibodeau. Going to the Lakers.
Going to the Lakers?
Yes.
Why did he get fired in the first place?
Because he's not taking y'all to the promised land. He had taken y'all like 2 steps before. And y'all was died shortly. But I don't think it was his fault at all. It was the players that gave up. To me, that's what I feel like. They gave up. So,
what about the front office, though? Front office. Why is it that the Bulls need a coach that they can control so much? And in my opinion, I think Jerry Reinsdorf was wrong for what he said about Thibodeau. Thibodeau. And I'm starting to get a feel that the players really didn't really want him anymore. I think they gave up on him.
I literally gave up on the game knowing that it was going to lose. I feel like he got players that are leave with him because they respect him that much as a coach.
I believe that.
So, Zaki Noah is the favorite person in the world.
Is he?
No, I'm saying, like, Zaki Noah, I got to go have a deal. Is Zaki Noah a favorite person in the world?
I don't know. I think Noah could possibly be one of the ones who might not be. Because I heard Noah say a couple of times, like, he respects coach, but he kind of don't get it. Like, the time, the rest thing. So I think Noah's one of the people that is on the side of guard and Paxton when it comes down to that rest issue. Yeah. It was a couple of players.
Everybody else was, but I didn't know that they
were.
I thought they
would win.
I thought they
would win. No, I don't think everybody is. Like when Lou Alden was there, I don't know if he was necessarily happy about playing 48 minutes. You know, I don't know if Jimmy Butler is necessarily happy about playing 48 minutes. And I'm also hearing that Coach was mad at Derrick Rose after the All-Star break for missing practice. So there had to be some kind of discrepancy between Coach and some of these players. And nobody's really coming to his rescue.
They say after a while, the Coach's voice becomes white noise where his words don't really mean the same, man.
Yeah.
Scott Skiles has that effect on players, too. Where it's like he's so hard on players in the beginning, where like you really trying to go hard, but after a while, all that screaming and pushing, like, and I ain't trying to hear that right now.
Right.
But now you're going to hear it.
Right, you know, right. Yeah, that's what happened. There was a breakdown in communication, like Reinsdorf, Paxton, and Forbes said.
Football coaches can be the same way.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, they can.
You're not going to put your coach on blast, are you?
No, I'm not. That's why I was trying not to say it. But football coaches can be the same way.
Rewind. Not his coach.
Right.
His coach is David Black.
His coach is
David. No, you know what?
Oh,
I'm not a Cavaliers fan. I'm a Kyrie Irving fan. I hate LeBron, just like everybody else in Chicago does. That's up, my mom.
All right, but she likes LeBron.
So, I'm not a Cavaliers fan. So we gonna get y'all coach. We gonna get them. Y'all throwing away gold.
Who gonna get him? Cavaliers?
Good God, Joe. If the Cavaliers get Tom Thibodeau, I'm not watching basketball. No, until they retire.
I thought about that too. But I won't go that far.
That's you.
I won't go that far.
I never thought that. But he's definitely.
So the time.
I would snatch his bed up. Look, he would love LeBron. Just not on Kyrie Irving, but he would love LeBron.
He would love LeBron. And everybody would listen to him.
Could
you imagine how they would feel? Could you imagine how the Cavaliers would feel playing the Bulls if they had Coach Thibodeau?
We lose it by 30.
We lose it by staying. They're going to look at it, they're going to be like, we love it.
Corny ass. Corny. Who said it?
Noah. Yeah. You corny, B. You corny. Got a call here. You corny, B. Corny, B. What up, buddy?
What's going on, boys?
What's going on, man?
Just leaving the club, working off my baby fat over here at LA Fitness in the outskirts of Richfield, Minnesota. About yourself?
We just sitting over here talking about how sad we are, but not really about Coach being fired.
I don't get that. I don't know Pumpkinball that much, but he got you in the playoffs farther than as a casual Pumpkinball fan as myself thought. But that's just Risenford. He's an idiot. That guy should be ran out of town. You know, he owns a white trash. He's just an idiot. You know, I don't know. It's just like when the old man died with the Blackhawks. When he died, you know, now we're playing game seven tonight down in the city at the Mouse Bill in Anaheim. You know, it's too bad. You guys deserve better than that crap. You know, if I was Mr. Rose, I'd want out of Chicago. He should take less and go play at the King or something. I don't know. If I was him, it's idiotic. The people that pay the salaries and pay the money, I wouldn't buy anything from that a-hole. I haven't bought anything from Jerry Jones in 15 years because of behavior, you know? It's just idiotic.
But you know what?
I don't get that.
You know what? It's mixed emotions in Chicago. Like, some people said Coach ran the players too hard. Some people sided with Don Paxson.
I think none of the fans understand why he's gone.
Too bad. They make a lot of money.
Some of the fans think.
It's, you know, the way it is. They can pay a lot of money, you better. I mean, he's under the pressure to win. Just in any company, I mean, I drive limo and during the week, and I better bring people to the airport. I better behave myself. I better bring stuff done. And when you're getting paid that amount of money, playing football, pumpkin ball, baseball, doesn't matter. It's too damn bad. They can't be pussy boys. They're working for a living. They make more in a game than me and you make in a year, okay? I don't want to hear about it. You know, it's like Adrian Peterson, pissed and moaned. He got paid to sit on his fat ass in Palestine, Texas. So that's what they need. They need these. I don't like player coaches. I want winning coaches. I don't want to hear players' coaches. No, I want a team coach that coaches the team with a laundry basket in the city of organized crime, Chicago. All right? The Zen Master's not come back. Jordan's not coming out of retirement. Pippa's not coming out of retirement. All right? They're long gone. Right?
Right.
They're not coming back.
Well, we're
Jordan
about
is out
all over, man.
Getting
so,
married and laying
hey,
seed and gambling. You know, it's stupid.
Give me your prediction for your Blackhawks. Our Blackhawks, which is your Blackhawks, too, because I know you like the Blackhawks.
I think
Blackhawks.
They can get it. Tonight, our Blackhawks, my Blackhawks, your Blackhawks, here's what has to happen tonight. They need to score early and often. They need O Capitan Taze and Candyman Kane and Dunkin' Donuts and Crawford the Cockroach needs to keep the door shut. We need to go up 4-0 and start turning on the showers and send Anna to Sharp Pier. We need to take the crowd out of Anaheim. I want to see that place empty by the third period. We need to score. Like in football, you score early enough, and I don't like in football deferring the kickoff. I want to draw first blood. I want to kick some ass, you know? It is what it is. Yeah, I hate deferring. I want to score early, for Christ's sake, and then cause a fumble and be up 21-0. I want to be up 3-0 when I used to coach hockey, you guys, I coached the 10-11s. This was 12 years ago, the Bigfoot Pizza for Pizza Hut. I told the kids if you could score a goal in the first minute, I'd order a pizza in the locker room at the end. We played 40 games. I ordered in 30 Bigfoot pizzas through that season. And if I said if you could score in 2 minutes, I ordered in 25, and I said if you could score in 2 minutes, we'll take our pizza party to Circus Circus. So we had 5 pizza parties, and we 30 times they scored in the first minute, and we were, I think, 35-5. The bottom line is the kids understood score early, score often. You win, and you get pizza and a video game. You know what I'm saying? That's what I got through the kids' head. Score early, score often. That's what I told my kids.
I agree.
You know, if you go out there and you get that done. And I don't care, pumpkin ball, win the tip. Do run that pumpkin ball down there. Run it up 20-0 and say, catch you if you can effing can. You know? Blackhawks got to get out big time. Look at the blue shirts last night. The Rangers lost to the Lizards at home in New York. But the head.
Yeah, but I heard that doesn't make a difference, though. I heard that doesn't make a difference whether you're at home or whether you're on the road.
Because the pressure is on Anaheim to win, like last night. Blackhawks have no pressure. We've had 2 days to relax and 2 days to talk about it. And they're ready to kick some ass. They want their six-pack. They want their six-ring. I want to have an excuse to go to Chicago for my birthday in August and buy a bunch of stuff and walk right past all the cockroach stuff, the bitches and the bastards, the white trash, and I want to rike up to the Pencil Day Blackhawk stuff with 500 bones and just go, I want this, I want that, and I want this. I did that last time. I was in Chicago for 48 hours. I bought $625 worth of crap and flew back. So I flew out Saturday night, came back Sunday morning, bitch please. So I want an excuse to come to Chicago. Michigan Avenue, hang out, get on a few hookers, you know, right in front of my wife, burn that place to the ground. You know what I'm saying?
Hey,
so,
that's enough, man.
I love the city. I love the city of organized crime. I might come out there anyways in August the first place, but I do want to have the excuse to go there and buy championship gear and rub it in the Wild fans here in the great effing state of Minnesota.
Hey, are you coming to the Vikings-Bears game this year?
I'm sorry, what?
Are you coming to the Vikings-Bears game this year?
No, I came – last year I came to the Dallas game, that Thursday night game, and I went to a Chicago Blackhawks game. But I could go. It's not that tough. I mean, you can go. I love Soldier Field. I still think every team should be able to have a Super Bowl every year. Wherever it is, I think it'd be epic to have a Super Bowl in Soldier Field on a cold ass day in Chicago. That would be epic. You don't worry about all the seating. Keep it the way it is. You guys remodeled it. I don't care about 80,000 people. I want 50,000 football fans in that facility, not a bunch of pew sitters. I think it'd be sweet to have one in Chicago, one in Green Bay. I don't care if it's 10 below zero. Those bastards will go out there and play. So I love Soldier Field. I've been out there like 10 times. I love that field. I've been to Lambeau a couple times. I love Soldier Field. I'm so glad you guys haven't named it anything but Soldier Field. You've kept it the way it is. I love it.
Never Green Bay, though. Never Green Bay, bro. Never.
I know. I get it. All 32 teams get to bite the apple. It's just me. I just like to roll, like the All-Star game. You know, I just rotate that Super Bowl around. I still think whoever wins the Super Bowl should be able to host the draft like you guys did. I think they should. If you win the Super Bowl, you host the draft. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
Winning the Super
That'd be cool.
Bowl, like,
I still think you guys, the All-Pro game, the All-Pro should be an All-Pro week. They should have the week before, wherever the Super Bowl's at, don't have a game, just have like a get-together, like an all-around. They all come, they kind of play, they'd have like a banquet live in up on Madhouse of Madison in Chicago, and they'd all come up and make a speech what it means to be an old pro. So they all go. And then you can buy stuff, they can autograph session, have some, little contest, but make it simple. Reward for all pro. You all walk up, they make speeches. They have autograph sessions banned for letting the old pro. That way they all show up. And they give them 50 grand. They have a big dinner party. And right there on the hot, right there on the ground there, you know, right there in the, you guys paid 15, whatever, 15 bucks to go watch the live All-Pro banquet the week and before the Super Bowl. They have a whole All-Pro weekend in Chicago. Let's say the Super Bowl is there, you know what I'm saying? That's what they should do. They don't need to see the All-Pro.
Sure.
I get Hawaii. That'd be more fun. I mean, think about it. If you were hosting the Super Bowl, you go down there, shake some hands to the All-Pro guys, get autograph pictures. They're all sitting at a table, the AFC, NFC, and they all just kind of walk up and say thank you. You give them a nice little ring and whatever else. I'm not going to play. It's all about showing up and thanking the Shield. Your thoughts?
Yeah, I like that. That's a good idea. That'll fix the image of the NFL right now.
Well, yeah. It's all about people buying laundry baskets and get some integrity. And, you know, they'll show up because it's money. Here's 50 grand. You show up. You know, you hand out awards for the Offensive Lineman of the Year. Whatever it is, they get up there, they have a speech, you know, they go around and sign autographs. I don't care, but people do. They say, hey, you know, they sell shirts for that All-Pro weekend, hats, whatever it be. They just prostitute, but be up to wherever you're at. Like last year, it was in the desert. You would have had it at the pumpkin ball facility, and they would all be sitting in a big banquet. I think it would be cool as hell. I don't want to see him playing. I want to see him talking to the people that pay their salaries. That would be more fun.
Yeah, because I don't watch the Pro Bowl anymore anyway.
I don't either. Hockey and pumpkin ball you do because they don't really play. It's more fun. And baseball, fine, but football's too violent. You want them to talk to the player. Just like arena football's fun. You know why? Because they talk to their people. And that, you know, it's kind of fun to be at the game. They interact. I was at a Twinkies game. The Tampa Turtles came in, and we were right down three rows up from third base. The rookie center fielder came over, shook a few kids' hands, shook my hand. He came walking over, signed some autographs. He was cool. He walked over. What's your name? What didn't say, you know, nice to see you. It's nice to meet you. He didn't say it's nice to see you. It's nice to meet you. So he said to me. I said, you too as well, sir. You know, shook his hand.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what he said. I don't like nice to see you. If I saw you guys, I would say nice to meet you guys, not nice to see you. That's a slam. You hear that from, like, any big celebrity. Hey, it's nice to meet you. What's your name? I'm meeting you, not seeing you. I see you on pictures. I meet you in person. You know what I'm saying? You want those players to say, hey, it's nice to meet you. What's your name? Thanks for buying my laundry basket. You know what I'm saying? That's, to me, a picture's better than an autograph. It's more fun to me. But people pay the salary for that stuff. Autograph whatever you want. Let them sell it. I don't care. They come to games. They're paying you. Without the Shield, we don't know who in the hell you are. You know what I'm saying? After your football starts, go get a job. Go get a job. We'll talk about you because you're playing in the NFL. What you done? People don't care. I tell you, you know, it's enjoy the run. Enjoy the ride. You know? It's just enjoy your enjoyment. You know, I don't know. I think people get too it's fun to meet the players. I've met Joe Maurer before. Nice man. You know, I remember, you know what he said? It's nice to meet you, Jeff. We share the same doctor. I see him occasionally. He's a nice guy. I never see him in the bitch. I never see him in the blotter. But, gentlemen, I'm going to clean out the garage and wax my convertible. As usual, it's a pleasure to call Sports Reality. Okay, you guys? I'll see you guys later. Be good.
Hey.
All right? Thanks, guys. Go Blackhawks.
Appreciate you. Appreciate
Thanks, guys.
You. Have a good day. Bro.
Bye. Bye.
Yep. That will be nice, man. How about every time you, whatever city wins the Super Bowl? Huh? What? Yeah, that would be cool. Like, if you could have a whatever city wears the Super Bowl, that's where you have the
draft. Yeah, you can go move with him. I like to live within Chicago.
I like it like that, too.
Right, but we never won one. We wouldn't want to get it. It would be in the Patriots, New England every year. It should be in a place where the most fans don't play football here.
Every year? You got to move it around.
I think
still got to move it around.
You don't got the best fans. It was 220,000 people at the draft. 220,000.
So you're going to have it in Chicago every year.
I'm talking about there for the draft. Not there to be on TV because we're at the draft.
Right, in the draft.
We're at the draft. We're down there because of the draft. I couldn't care less if a few kids
around. It was a lot of people.
That's a lot.
Yeah, and it was fun. I'm talking about it. It was huge, man.
He said a journalist said that he couldn't see anywhere else without the draft zone. Like how it was.
The way it was got. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, you're right. You're right. I agree. Because you could move around, man. It was every. You could go a lot of places very easily. And then you had
but
the big
at
part.
Downtown, though. We got a good downtown.
And then we had the skyline.
I'm just saying, like, I've been to St. Louis downtown.
It's not that big.
Atlanta downtown ain't that big.
LA's downtown is not that
they
big.
They don't be that big.
Huh.
They want you to go, like, with a mall there.
Yeah.
That's what Chicago, like you said, Michigan. It's almost like you come in for a 20 plus dress.
Yep. You're right. I'm in Chicago. Yeah. How about Michigan Avenue?
It
is not that far. It's right down the street. We on Michigan Avenue.
You can walk.
We can walk.
Go get you something to eat. Got the best food.
You can walk through Meridian Park.
There you go.
Go get you something to eat. We got the best food.
And not only just
go look at the lakefront.
There's somewhere else you can go and kick it in.
Yeah. You're right. Hey, I wanted to get to Steph Curry and Klay Thompson. The keys to this Cavaliers game.
Stephen Curry doesn't care if you think his mom is hot. I just want to get that out there.
Then Ryan Curry is going to be somebody real popular, like a superstar.
The daughter?
Yeah. She has personality for a kid her age. Like, not scared of the spotlight. Knows how to take command. Like, for real. For real.
Doubting her?
Hey, I think I am. I think I am.
Nick, Gabby.
Union. Not Gabby Union. Gabby. Oh, my God.
Gabby.
What was her last name? Who? Gabby Wilson. Was it? Oh, that's terrible, man. She'll never forget that. No. But here's the stat. I got to go to state, but here's the stats of Klay Thompson they ain't really able to go.
Don't set up.
Oh, those times, man. On the court, they played 433 minutes. Off the court, they only played 138 minutes. While they on the point, 33.4. Off the court, 25.8.
Probably got an average 30.
Right. Field goal percentage, 48%. On the court.
Ooh, like that's a
good off the court, 42%. 3-point percentage, 45. That's huge. Off the court, 42.
Gabby Douglas.
I do that. See, y'all stupid, man. I do that.
I said Gabby because I didn't know. So I came in with the. I knew that I didn't know. There's three things. There's the known. The known unknown and the unknown unknown.
Right. So who you got the
and the known unknown.
Who you got the final?
I want the Warriors to win. Well, no, I don't care you ever to get a ring, so
so you got the Cleveland Cavaliers?
It's set up the way they're gonna win anyway. It's set up. If I was betting money, I'd bet on Cleveland.
Yeah, man, I think I'll bet on Cleveland.
I bet on Golden State. Just in case it ain't. And I take all y'all, buddy.
I will be happy.
Plus,
I have my 10 bucks.
So, yeah, at the start.
I'm not betting that. You're not going to wipe me out.
Right. Mm-hmm.
$2 and I'm trying to win $200.
Right.
$200.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what I was saying. I bet the odds. They clean up.
So, what did you bet on Manny Pacquiao and Mayweather?
I would have bet the odds.
I would have lost. You know now.
No.
Mayweather is LeBron.
Okay, just, okay. The Western Conference Finals. The Western Conference Finals. Who would you have bet?
Up there is Stephen Curry that was going to win.
Who would you have bet?
I wanted James Harden to win.
So you would have put your money on James Harden?
Yeah.
And then
Rick would have won.
Yeah.
Well, that's me.
Because I think the odds was for, no, who was the odds? Was the odds in favor of Golden State?
Yeah.
Pretty sure
Golden State was. Yeah. But that home court event.
So nobody really. William Burton was there.
James Harden for the MVP this year.
No.
James Harden was early on. He didn't push through.
and they're still going. Stephen Curry is the man right now. And his daughter is the man.
They made him into a star. They wanted
his stuff. Nah, he made himself. Ain't nobody making him shoot that shot.
No one was watching those.
Ain't nobody making him dribble like that.
They made him.
Ain't nobody made him.
And Jason Rich, I think Clay Thompson was there before Stephen Curry.
No.
Yeah, Stephen Curry played against AI.
No.
It's
like his fifth year.
I think, man, I can let that picture
with this is like
that was Photoshop.
This is like Stephen Curry's fifth year.
That's what I thought.
Maybe fourth year.
Where did AI come back and play for 76ers?
Hell, I was like the number one pick in the 90s.
No, when did he come back? When did he come back? No,
years.
When did he come back?
Oh, like 7 years ago.
When did he come back? What year did he come back? Remember he came back and played and then left again?
That would be like 2005 or something. So they won the championship. I mean, they went to the...
I wasn't 2005.
2001.
I wasn't 2005.
2008.
He came back and he kissed the floor.
Yeah.
And he played. It was like, dang, I got to leave again?
I don't know.
You remember that?
No, I remember.
I think that was about 5 years ago.
It was not 5 years.
And I think that's what Stephen Curry played. That's what he played against. Well, the picture I see, obviously, was crossing the block.
So
it was a steel shot.
Well, what I see,
was definitely
crossed up. Yeah. At 88. Yeah. Figure it, Iverson too. Go ahead.
Iverson. And
Stephen Curry at 88.
Yeah, he was gonna say something before that though.
He
were. I was gonna say that like MVP should kind of be based off number.
He feel
he shouldn't have got it. West Westbrook had 30, 10, and 10.
Are you still
on the team by himself?
I'm gonna tell you some better stuff. The MVP always goes to the best player on the best team. Flat out.
Call me at 347-838-8449. That is 347-838-8449.
I can't remember.
I don't know why we're still talking about
the last
who
team that
MVP
won,
should
that
have been.
Won.
Clearly,
MVP
it
was
Curry.
Was
everybody, clearly.
Like, last year was
Curry.
LeBron.
Curry.
Then they had the best record in the
world. We're still talking about who it should be. Curry.
Hey, shut up. Hey.
Go ahead. I'm listening. Go ahead. Anyway,
fall,
man.
You can put it on the board.
Cubs win. D-backs beat the Brewers 7-5. The White Sox beat the Astros 6-3 in 11 innings. The A's. Nothing. The Yanks, too. A-Rod passed somebody on the RBI list. It seemed like every week he passed somebody or something. The Tigers got blanked by the Angels. The Mariners, 2. The Indians, 1.
I love HGH.
You had that one coming. Yep. Royals, 8. Cubs, 4. Error by Dexter Fowler. Arrieta, 3 home runs prior to that this season. He only gave up 3 last night. That's all right. We still good. The Marlins, 4. The Mets, 3. Nationals, 2. Reds, 5. The Dodgers blanked by the Cards, 3-0.
You don't like that?
No, I do not like that. But I'm cool with the Brewers losing.
Why?
Well, they ain't really doing nothing anyway. They ain't last place.
What's wrong with you?
Right. Yeah, it's Cards.
Wait, what? Go back.
Right, Cards.
Brewers. What's they city?
Brewers. Milwaukee.
And what state is that?
It's in West Cards.
And who else plays there? So you're rooting for a slacker town team.
Not exactly.
That whole state can beat it.
Well, I'm not.
Stephen A. Smith, boys, they can kick rocks.
But you know what? I actually went to a Brewers game.
That's cool, Bill. You can be a cheesehead, too.
I'm not a cheesehead.
Go ahead. Go drink your Milwaukee Brews. And
hey, Scott Giles. Scott Giles. Scott Giles just got hired.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, Rick
Scott. Scott Giles just got hired by the Magic. That's
the whole Southwest. That's pretty good.
What?
I don't know. It seems like
12 coached by a Magic organization.
I don't think they're ready for him.
They do got a team.
Well,
they got Oladipo. They got Luka Vucevic. Luka Vucevic.
Nobody else
counts. Tobias Harris.
No.
They got F.
No, they have players on their team. Yeah, you gotta have those team players.
So, I think they're gonna get better. I really do.
No playoffs.
Who got the number one pick in the draft?
Minnesota again.
Yep.
And who the number one player coming out?
Brian Smith. Yeah. Steve Lakers
got number two pick.
Especially
over four.
Yeah.
Yeah,
get that in there.
Slash Lakers.
Right, Slash. Yeah. How many Slashes you got?
Like three.
How many Slashes you got? Like yours are Chicago.
Yeah.
Good boy.
2020. With Kobe?
Yep.
How long y'all going to have with Kobe? Speaking of Kobe, the Lakers gave Kobe like a nice contract, right? The Lakers gave Kobe like a nice contract, didn't they?
He gave $26 million this year.
All right.
$25 million.
What the hell is Dwayne Wade about to get?
Exited out of five.
Who's going to pay Dwayne Wade a contract like that?
Dwayne Wade revived the Heat.
Cleveland.
He want to leave the Heat.
Who? Dwayne Wade?
Yeah, the contract negotiations are stalled. He's trying to bounce.
He's not leaving the Heat like Kobe. Now he's the Lakers.
Kobe said after this year, he's done.
Jordan
at draft? No. Not at all. saying that.
You know, Shaq won 4 championships.
But Mike Brown is this.
You think Hakeem is better than Shaq? This is off the board, y'all.
Do I think Hakeem is better than Shaq?
Yeah.
Yes.
He was crazy, son.
Is he more dominant?
Crazy. No, better.
Yeah.
No.
Game,
more
game,
dominant?
Game
more
all.
Dominant?
Game,
no.
At all.
Game?
I don't care.
Game?
I have more than
that. Game?
What is he talking about?
Whole move?
Right.
Do you know they put a whole
Rick kick off the show now? Everybody.
Oh, what are you talking about?
It's time to go. Rick,
the charge lane in basketball is there because of Shaq.
That's fine.
Hack of Shaq is there because of Shaq.
That's fine.
Do you know you cannot?
That's not a good thing. Hack of Shaq is not a good thing because he couldn't hit free throws.
Stop him.
But he needs to hit free throws.
I'm talking about this.
So Hack of Shaq is
still your team.
Yeah,
I'm talking about everything.
Because he's dominant.
I can't hold his arms down, coach.
Because he's dominant.
Kill it.
Right.
Stop.
I want everybody to look up.
Call me at 347-838-844 now. Who was the most dominant center? Shaq. I mean, who was the best center? What are we asking here?
Shaq giving Jordan the business at the All-Star game when he was in Orlando.
Giving him the business?
He did. Yes, he did.
Because he did it.
Don't even say it. We keep going with the show, but you're going to come down.
Because he did.
Okay.
You calling Shaq the, what are you calling Shaq?
The best.
Player ever?
No. Like, right behind Jordan, no.
Yes. Yes. He dominant, but.
Hey, wasn't you just.
No, but I'm saying, if you like the one I got game, but dominant, like, sweet spot him, you got no, but there's no way you can.
You look at this. You look at this.
Oh, okay. Oh.
Look, man.
No, no.
I've seen
no, no. You look. Because you don't remember.
This is a rookie.
Yeah. No, this is like his second year. So we're looking at the All-Star game with Short Jordan playing a second year Shaq when Shaq was on Orlando.
They playing around.
Okay, but Jordan's picking him.
They playing around.
Jordan's picking him. Whack. That's
playing around.
Them jumpers. This ain't no game. I'm just showing you say game.
They just playing
they
around.
They have game.
Look, they playing around.
And they hooping, though. You don't think they know everybody watching them? And both of them don't want to miss? And Jordan missed?
Yeah,
but
missed.
Shaq just hit like a 19-footer. Now, what's this right here?
Right, now, now they ain't playing.
What's this?
Now it's for real. That's for real.
What's
oh!
That
was for real.
That
was for real.
That was for real. All right, so.
All right.
So go to Hakeem Elijah. That's it, and Hakeem could do that.
Hakeem would do that and more.
Yeah.
That's game.
He would have added a couple more moves.
Shaq take backboards to the crib with him.
Yeah, he do.
Hakeem
Olajuwon take people
head.
He makes
like
it busy.
Ankles tilted. Like, right. Oh,
which way did he go?
Like,
I just have to go.
Which way did he go?
Shots from behind the rim. Like,
it was, I don't know how we got to this.
It don't matter, man. Hey, well, y'all know anything about
Bigger.
Y'all know anything about FIFA?
So look,
yeah,
FIFA.
So I'm going.
Yeah.
You know
like,
FIFA?
Yeah,
FIFA. You know FIFA?
Football International Football Association.
FIFA in trouble.
Yeah.
FIFA.
Buddy got reelected.
FIFA got in trouble.
No, FIFA.
FIFA got in trouble.
Let me stop.
Sorry, that's bad. Bribes and corruption. So the NFL and the NBA are not the only organizations.
I definitely think MLB is because
MLB got their troubles too. But anyway, I'm going fast now.
Black dude.
Who?
Steroid.
Who?
The last steroid dude. Black dude, I can't remember his name. San Francisco.
Barry Bonds?
Barry Bonds.
Yeah, he made it without.
Look at that rubber band.
That
rubber band and that needle.
Paying
a dude to stay in jail because he won't tell on
them. Yeah.
So there's bribery there, too.
Yeah.
There's bribery.
You man, see anything of my dog? Pardon. What is it? Ain't nothing on my nose, man.
No.
I got a phobia in that. But I always feel like something on my nose, so sorry, excuse me. So sorry, y'all. Yeah. Yeah, I couldn't help it, man, because I really just. All right. Gentry got a second interview with the Pelicans. I don't think Coach going there. I think Coach should get out of here. I know we talked about this already, but I want to holler about that. Yeah, we talked about it in the green room. We talked about that thing earlier, too, didn't we?
Okay.
And then I want to holler about these Patriots real quick.
All right, so
we got like 14 minutes left. 14
minutes?
We got 14 of them. 14.
14.
Like, dang, 14.
The Patriots?
Let's go here. All right, they opening the season with Tom Brady not playing. We don't know how many games yet.
4 games.
Is it going to be the 4?
Yeah. Think
that's going to be with him?
Uh-huh.
All right, four games. At home, Bills at the Bills, Jaguars, about a week at the Cowboys, at the Colts. I got them going, but I had them going 1-5. But what you said, Ronald, made a little sense. So I'm going to have them going 2-3.
Well, you only have 4 games.
What?
You only have 4. You just did 5 games.
All right, well, 5 games then. That's what it is. Okay,
you just don't like the Patriots, though.
I don't.
So you're the wrong person to talk to about this. Everybody they playing their first 4 games.
I don't really care about none of these people they playing.
But you just like their fan base. You hate the Patriots.
I don't like these people they playing fans.
Playing in the first game?
The Steelers. I'm not a Steelers fan.
I'm a Steelers fan. That's
so what you talking about?
But I'm
so who's going to win then? You also a Patriots fan. So you playing Steelers too?
I'm Bears out. But the Steelers is my second favorite team.
The Vikings suck.
See, that's another slash.
That's not a slash.
That is a slash. How do you go slash Ronald?
You're a slash. Because Ronald root for that team.
You root for the Steelers.
He's from Minnesota.
He's
been root for Minnesota for 2 years.
I have.
He's lying. Adrian Peterson was there 2 years ago.
I went crazy to get rid of him.
See?
Now he doesn't even know who Seattle is. Doesn't remember going there, living there.
Oh,
nothing.
Wow. That's
so
crazy.
Why do you smash him in with Seattle? If he don't remember,
okay,
he ain't playing.
The Steelers. He won't
play. Man, ain't no forget the Steelers, dude. Nah, you
second
smash.
Best.
Smash, dude.
Second best.
Smash,
dog. You can't smash.
You're
smash. Cardinal in the Cubs. No.
Man, you be smashing me.
Nah, you a Atlanta and a Bulls.
Right, you tried to smash me with the Hawks.
Yeah, you a smash.
Right, you smashed again.
All
us
Flash.
We are. So we Flash.
No, I ain't Flash.
You got Flash, dude. You just got Flash.
I'm Flash Brothers.
Hey, so, yeah, we the Flash Brothers, apparently.
That's
messed up. That's true. That's our name. We the Flash Brothers. Because I'm pretty sure some other Flash is going to come up eventually. Okay. Dan Wagon Riding. What I tell you. Steelers, I got them winning. I got them losing.
Oh! You just killed my Flash. Why
did
you just kill my Flash?
I had to. Same thing. I got him losing against the Steelers. You got
him winning? Yeah, no.
Garoppolo is definitely going to be in that game, right?
Yeah, Garoppolo's going to be in the first four games.
So, you think he's going to be able to withstand this pressure of the first game?
Well.
Hey, but they at home.
He played.
The Patriots going to win that game. I think Le'Veon Bell suspended like the first couple games, like the first four games.
Yeah, that's like they were going to stay off. Like Wallace, then your son's gone.
Hey, Wallace been gone. But.
No, I'm saying, yeah. Like, just stuff they've walked over the last couple of years.
Troy Polamalu retired.
But he's been hurt the last couple of years.
But he's a big drop off.
I like him. He got to deal with the pressure. Now, I give him this. If he can get through that game when they play at the Bills
with Rex Ryan,
he's done, man. He's done there.
Oh, Rex Ryan.
He's going to lose that game.
And they got Mario Williams, Marcel Darius,
Kevin
Gilmore, Cal Woods.
And that's on the road. He's gonna lose that guy. So y'all want to give him? Y'all want to give him?
Josh McCown.
So we gonna give him?
Sammy Watkins.
Right.
They say they got the best as far as roster, talented roster in the league.
They do. I believe that. Watch the Bills next year.
That's a real big loss.
Watch the Bills next year.
Talent wise. Good young talent.
All four years. What? Russell Wilson.
Third year. He went to two Super Bowls. He didn't go his rookie yet.
Fourth year. Okay. Cam Chancellor.
Killer. All of them is like the past. Stephen Gilmore, like third. Sammy Watkins, second. LeSean McCoy is in like his sixth. Marcell Dareus, like third.
Marvin Williams,
it's like his eighth. Seven. Bears were supposed to get him. He played for Houston.
Texas.
Yeah.
I said that.
Right.
He was hurt there a lot, right?
No.
He did kind of. Right. Or he was really bad.
It was kind of.
He was in by himself, right.
And then J.J. Watt started emerging.
Right, right.
And then it's like, we can't pay both of them that.
But
he went to the Bills, and the Bears needed a defensive player. I forgot who we went. Lamar Houston and Jared Allen. Instead of him. And
I've never heard his name.
Aaron Rodgers tweeted, thanks for not coming to the NFC North.
Wow. That's huge.
And now you got him. Marcell Dareus cold.
Speaking of tweets.
They lost Kiko Colanzo, but he was cold. They got Jerry Hughes, he wrong.
Rado got a light bulb.
They gonna be too cold.
They tight.
Aaron Donald, Nick Fairley. He and Nick Foles over there. He not no bum. Like he the most conservative quarterback in all these times.
I like that.
They got old boy that defensive end.
Robert Quinn.
Brian Quick at receiver. Watch up. No.
He got hurt last year.
This year he's definitely not. But he was the lead receiver
on a weak team.
They wasn't weak. They had no line.
They had a quarterback.
They had everything else. Everything was lined up.
No quarterback, no line.
What happened to the school?
He's gone.
But he's
every
hurt.
Fifth game, he goes out for a year. Yeah.
But he can play.
Yeah.
When he out there. You got to protect him. Just like I was a part. All right, dog. He might have had
every year he go down with a torn ACL.
All right, well, he might have had that. I was watching something. I was watching the top 100 actually this morning, and I didn't realize, man, Matty Ice was that cold.
Well, he's not, man.
Matty Ice is cold, dude.
He's overrated.
Matty Ice is cold
indoors.
Matty Ice cold.
That'll come outside in this 50.
No, Matty Ice cold.
Out
man.
Of there.
He lead the league.
Did we play a lot of last year?
He lead the NFL
He's great at home.
He said it's the only place they play.
They always and you play at home in like 6-2 on a road.
You can't lead the NFL.
That's good.
Right.
No, 2-6.
You can't lead the NFL. You can't lead the NFL in playing at home.
Yes, you can.
No, you can't.
Yes, you can.
How?
Okay, so. Peyton Manning.
What?
Tom Brady earlier in their careers, why everybody was talking about Peyton Manning was so cold. Inside. Every time he go to Foxborough, he threw interceptions.
That's when he got older.
No, that's every time. Well, he was in his prime.
I ain't never hear that conversation come up when he was in his prime.
That he's not.
When he went outside.
Stadium.
I only heard that when he got older.
Probably ain't ever be a stadium quarterback.
He is now.
He been.
Nah, I never heard.
Have you ever known Peyton Manning to go up in the snow?
No. I don't know. I don't remember. Like I don't remember back when he was.
The Patriots. Every time the Patriots went to the Super Bowl, they went through the coast, and they always had home field.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
When did Peyton Manning, and they are the best regular season quarterback, in, because you're going on the road to the Patriots, so you can't win in Foxborough because the weather's always bad, wet and cold, snowy or something like on light stadium quarterback. Matt Ryan only has these huge at home. It's 80 every day in. You got 8 games.
How can you do that? You didn't ask. How can you become the NFL's top completion quarterback?
I don't even think he was
being
that
good at home.
I don't even think he's that. I would give it.
He was. That's what they said.
When? Ooh,
I
when?
Was watching it on TV. Right. On top 100. And the only reason they didn't even put him in the top 100. They didn't even put him in the top 100 because he ain't won a playoff game. Or he ain't went far to play.
34 to nothing, like twice.
That's the only reason he got there.
About that guy, Jay.
Color?
Yeah.
Sucks.
What's y'all bringing him up for? Why you got to bring him up, though?
Because, y'all, get down to Matty Ice. He don't deserve it.
They do deserve it.
I ain't getting down on Matty Ice.
He blew out in the playoffs. He only wins with no offensive line.
Tony Gonzalez is going. He don't deserve the criticism. He don't have an offensive
line.
So,
you got Julio Jones, and you got Roddy White.
He can't get it to him. He got
like a highly completion. They can't get it to him.
Yeah,
Julio Jones wrong.
Like a half a second. somebody in your
right. Matty Ice, right?
Yeah.
Right. That's the problem.
People are 10-3.
Listen, man.
They went.
Even with all that going on, he's the leading quarterback in the NFL with completion.
How good do you think our receivers would be if we play in a dome 8 games a year?
Great.
You give in advantage. Like he smashes at home. That's why it's so elevated. Like he goes off at home for incompletion. Five incompletions. Go on a roll to interception. Fumble here. He played some
good. But he's getting completions, too.
But he's fumbling. He's not playing the same. Like,
no,
I feel you. Matt Ryan tight.
Remember,
so let me hear say your quarterback.
But he getting blasted by Teddy.
He ain't ready yet.
The Bears.
Yes. We let y'all win.
He won 275, two touchdowns, and one interception.
Yes.
We let y'all win. Let y'all win. Hey, we about to get out of here. Go Blackhawks. Go Cubs. Go White Sox.
Go Ronald.
Go Ronald.
No, get out. No.
Go Ronald slash. And go Rick slash. I don't have a lot of slash.
You
I keep
have
the Rick.
Slash.
I keep
you
the Rick.
You got baseball slash.
No, I like the Cubs. I got slash.
Yeah,
I got slash. We the slash brothers.
Yeah,
we the slash brothers. And we out of here.
Peace.
Enjoy y'all weekend. It should be pretty decent. Thanks for everybody that listens. Sports Reality Radio on Blog Talk Radio.